Numbers 23. Balaam said to Balak,
Build 7 altars here, then bring 7 bulls and 7 rams.
After Balak had done this, they sacrificed a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said,
Wait here beside your offerings, and I'll go somewhere to be alone. Maybe the Lord will appear to me. If he does, I will tell you everything he says.
And he left. When God appeared to him, Balaam said,
I have built 7 altars and have sacrificed a bull and a ram on each one.
The Lord gave Balaam a message, then sent him back to tell Balak. When Balaam returned, he found Balak and his officials standing beside the offerings. Balaam said,
King Balak of Moab brought me from the hills of Syria to curse Israel and announce its doom. But I can't go against God. He did not curse or condemn Israel. From the mountain peaks, I look down and see Israel, the obedient people of God. They are living alone in peace. And though they are many, they don't bother the other nations. I hope to obey God for as long as I live and to die in such peace.
Balak said,
What are you doing? I asked you to come and place a curse on my enemies, but you have blessed them instead.
Balaam answered,
I can say only what the Lord tells me.
Balak said to Balaam,
Let's go somewhere else. Maybe if you see a smaller part of the Israelites, you will be able to curse them for me.
So he took Balaam to a field on top of Mount Pisgah, where lookouts were stationed. Then he built 7 altars there and sacrificed a bull and a ram on each one.
Wait here beside your offerings,
Balaam said.
The Lord will appear to me over there.
The Lord appeared to Balaam and gave him another message. Then he told him to go and tell Balak. Balaam went back and saw him and his officials standing beside the offerings. Balak asked,
What did the Lord say?
Balaam answered,
Pay close attention to my words. God is no mere human. He doesn't tell lies or change his mind. God always keeps his promises. My command from God was to bless these people, and there's nothing I can do to change what he has done. Israel's king is the Lord God. He lives there with them and intends them no harm. With the strength of a wild ox, God led Israel out of Egypt. No magic charms can work against them. Just look what God has done for his people. They are like angry lions ready to attack, and they won't rest until their victim is gobbled down.
Balak shouted,
If you're not going to curse Israel, then at least don't bless them.
I've already told you,
Balaam answered.
I will say only what the Lord tells me.
Balak said to Balaam,
Come on, let's try another place. Maybe God will let you curse Israel from there.
So he took Balaam to Mount Peor, overlooking the desert north of the Dead Sea. Balaam said,
Build 7 altars here, then bring me 7 bulls and 7 rams.
After Balak had done what Balaam asked, he sacrificed a bull and a ram on each altar.